This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the person they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. For the past several weeks, I've been playing off a letter that C.S. Lewis wrote in answer to a question from a Dr. F. Morgan Roberts, dated 31 July 1954. And Lewis has been talking about his own personal rules for prayer. He's not making rules for other people, mind you. And the first one was to make sure that wherever else they may be placed, the main prayers for the day are not the last thing you do at night. And another one was to avoid too much introspection in prayer, to be thinking mainly about yourself. Third was never to generate an emotion by willpower. Fourth, we looked at that one, to pray without words, and how we do that. But then the letter signs off, not with another suggestion or one of his own personal rules, but with this phrase, well, two words: with renewed thanks, he signed off. And then to this doctor, he said, "Perhaps you will pray sometimes for me." Perhaps you will sometimes pray for me, he wrote to the doctor. That's a touching note to me. I missed it the first time I read that entire quote. I mean, I missed Lewis's last response to the doctor. You process, or at least I do, all that advice, and then I just kind of skim by that little phrase, "Perhaps you will sometimes pray for me," and it's a question mark. Granted, Lewis's circumstances are not anything as dire as the Apostle Paul, but it's reminiscent, at least it was for me, to that little note at the end of Paul's letter to Timothy, when it's almost like, well, Paul's in prison, and he's asking Timothy one more thing. You know, before Paul goes to his execution, "When you come," he said, "be sure to bring the coat I left with Carpus at Troas. Also bring my books, and especially my papers." A touching little note. And I kind of sensed that aspect in what Lewis said in throwing that out about praying for him. Here's a man who wrote Lewis for advice. Lewis has shared his thoughts, his suggestions, and then as a like an afterthought, that last sentence makes you wonder if Lewis longed for someone to care about him in a personal way. Most of the time, he seemed to be giving to others through his gift of writing. A couple of things about this as it relates to the topic of prayer touched me. We often have Christian heroes, or certain spiritual people we put on a pedestal, so to speak. And we may want to know what they think. We may want to even talk about or critique their writings or sermons or music or whatever about their work. We need to remember that they too are weak and vulnerable, just like every Christian who's willing to step out there on the battlefield. So let's be sensitive to those people who are what we might call the Christian rock stars, the authors and musicians and speakers out there. They don't even have to be in the limelight. They are simply servants who are willing to be vulnerable enough to ask for prayer. I think of Paul, again, the great apostle. He's written to the Ephesians, and in that letter to the Ephesians, he kind of lets his guard down, you might say. And in chapter 6, verse 19, he says, "Pray for me, too." Think about that. Pray for me, too. Lewis is much more popular today than he was in his own day. I mean, he was well known in certain circles, but without all the media attention we have now, he was, you might say, more approachable, I suppose, or at least it seems like it as you read his letters. So maybe that will help us be sensitive to those who are serving us, probably not the superstars, maybe those who minister to you on a regular basis, maybe your Bible study teacher, maybe a pastor or someone on the church staff, someone who's in that role of serving. They too have needs for which you can pray. During the early days of the COVID crisis, when there was that lockdown on all our activities, I would make a point of calling people and just checking on them. And I would say something like, "I'm just checking on you. I'm just checking on you." And one day I got a call from a friend, Linda Gribbins, and she asked how I was doing. "Fine," I told her. Well, she said, I'm just checking on the checker. Well, check on the checkers in your life. Maybe it's your husband, your wife, a relative, a friend. Make sure you too check on the checkers. Do it this week and then come back here next week. And in the meantime, go out there and be the person God created you to be. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.